Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Eugene?
Yes.
Hey, Eugene, how are you? This is Zach.
Yes.
You filled out a web form on our website about your house on Stetson Court?
Yes.
How's your day going?
Going good.
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. I'm good.
Okay. Cool, man. Well, it's kind of funny, the house area, so I know exactly where your house is at. I was just in that area the other day. I'm sure you know where the Midlothian Baptist Church is.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, if you don't mind, what's making you want to sell your house?
Well, I purchased a new house, and I'm currently in the process of moving into it. But I'm kind of like up in the air right now. Do I keep that house and rent it, or do I just go ahead and sell it? So the original intent was to rent it, but then I'm at a point where, you know, I'd consider selling it, you know, as opposed to just me holding it and renting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just saw, you know, saw the web form. I was like, it can't hurt to ask.
Sure. What? So you don't know if you're going to hold that one to rent it? Is that?
Well, that you know, again, the original plan was to hold it and rent it, but you know, I saw your form, and I figured, okay, I'll go ahead and fill it out and see what you know, see where it goes.
Sure. And as far as is it Chinda? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay. So she's y'all are kind of both open to selling it?
Yeah.
Okay. You said, you know, like 3 to 6 months maybe. Is that accurate? Or, I mean, do you want to do it sooner?
Well, really, it's just a matter of, you know, when I can get, you know, all the stuff out of the house. I was planning on, you know, getting a good, you know, a new fresh, you know, coat of paint inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, do some, like, small fix-up, patching up the holes in the walls, et cetera. So, you know, I figured it'll just take, you know, maybe a month or two to get all of that stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are you going to go when you sell the house?
Oh, I have another house. I've already purchased it, and I'm in the process of moving into it.
Okay. Well, is it in the area, or?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we're just downsizing. Our son's moved out. He's got a place of his own, his wife, his family, so we didn't need such a big house.
Yeah. Well, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work, I'm a software consultant.
Mm-hmm.
So I do software installations for companies.
Okay. Yeah, usually, just to be transparent, when I talk to more people than not, you know, they usually sell their house before they buy another one. So, which doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I guess, you know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Let's just hypothetically speak, even if we were to, you know, agree on something. Because, I mean, like I said, I definitely want the house if we can make sense of it. You know, I'm familiar with it. I think that house was built in 95, if I'm right, somewhere around there.
Something like that. Yeah, we purchased around 2006.
Okay. Yeah. How's it been for you? Is it a good house for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been good. We put a new roof on it about maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. There's really not been a whole lot of, like, need for construction and all like that. I was debating on Well, there is a leak around one of the windows on the front of the house that I do know. I need to get that fixed.
How long
That
has it
and
been there?
then it's been there for about a year. So we had to we got somebody to patch up the leak, the ceiling on the inside, but then it leaked again. So that kind of tells me that the leak didn't quite get fixed.
Yeah, so just replace the roof.
Yeah, we had replaced the roof, yeah, about, like I said, about 4, maybe 5 years ago.
Okay. Are you downsizing?
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm assuming maybe you have a few kids.
Well, there's just the one, and he's moved out. He's got his own place. And my wife and I, we already purchased, so we're in a ranch house now. So
Okay.
again, downsize, don't need all that space, don't need yeah,
Yeah.
don't need all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have piqued my interest in this house. I'm very familiar with the area, so I mean, is it, you mentioned a few repairs, that you'd like to get done. I mean, is that something that you want to do, or, I buy it in as is condition, so don't not required. I think
Gotcha.
you probably already know that, but I just kind of want to
Gotcha.
make that clear.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, like, if I do it, or else if you wanted to purchase the house, we agree on it, and you're okay with buying as is. I'd entertain that. Again, it's really just cosmetic stuff.
Yeah.
And I had the about maybe about 4 years ago as well, I did the got the insulation and the crawl space redone. I did it with a spray foam
Oh, that stuff
under.
is awesome. Okay. So it's a well-insulated house.
So I didn't have the crawl space encapsulated. Like I said, I just added the spray foam underneath. And I got that because, that's also like a termite barrier, I believe they said it is. So it's like, that was the best thing to do, just get that up under there. I've had the house has been was it Southern Pest? They've been inspecting it every year. We have contract with them ever since we bought it, and so they're keeping an eye on it so as well.
Yeah.
So.
Was there ever a moisture issue in the crawl space?
No, not a, there was no moisture issue or anything like that. I just, we did, when we first moved in, there was some, we had to get a, termite remediation done. And that, so that was done. And then that's what kind of, kind of put in my mind that at some point in time, need to do the crawl space. So that way, if there is any future termites, just got to be ready for it.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's good. You're being proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah.
So, and I apologize if you communicated this already, but are you in the new house now?
Yes. Yep. Yep. We're in there, and we've got most of the stuff moved over. We were just, taking our time, moving ourselves, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a benefit not to be rushed.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
if you were going to make all the repairs, what situation, or what, I'm sorry, what, I mean, what do you think it would cost you to kind of just fix everything up the way that you see it,
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 30,000, because what I was figuring is paint inside and out, and
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's probably like 10,000-15,000 right there, just getting all that stuff done, and then getting that the
You're on
one,
par. Yeah, that's fairly accurate.
and then I figured, getting the The one window, get that sealed up, from where the leak is or where I believe the leak is. Maybe that's, a couple of thousand right there. There's a deck on the back that I'd like to get resurfaced, because what we had, it's like an oversized deck, and we used, it's like, I think Behr paints. They had like a textured surface, and that costed like maybe $2,000 to get that done when I first got it done. Yeah, because I had it done maybe about like maybe 6, 7 years ago, and then it's wearing out, so we could use another coat of that textured protectant on the deck. And just like, the little miscellaneous stuff here and there. There's maybe like one of the cabinets. I was thinking that like one of the cabinets needs a shelf in there. And again, just like little things. Figure maybe about 30,000 just all in.
Okay. And obviously, I mean, I agree with, everything that you're saying is, as far as can, the cost. I'm sure you're aware of this, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. I mean, what realtors charge to list the house on the market too, as well. Is there any reason why you don't want to use a realtor, or do you?
There's I could go any which way.
Well, let's talk, if I were to buy it, obviously, I mean, we are licensed realtors. We hold one within the company, but it would be an arm's length transaction if we, made sense out of this. So, 8%, because that's the national average, 3% to the buying agent, 3% to the selling agent, then 2% for closing. So, if we were to just take it as is and, just kind of make it just between us. I mean, have you thought about what you wanted for it?
Well, I know the houses in, right around the corner. There's been a couple that sold of like maybe about 415 to 430. I think if I remember, and that was just very recently. So I figured it would be around that ballpark, as far as the retail price would go. But and I think it's what you're saying, like, taking into consideration not having to pay the realtor fees and all of that other stuff, obviously bring the price down. So, I guess, like I said, given 415 to 430, and then minus whatever 8%, that would be like maybe 400, I think, around that ballpark.
Well, 8% of 415 is 33.
Gotcha.
And then with your,
Gotcha.
repairs, that's, $30,000, and then so say 350. I mean, is, which is doable. Mean, would that even make sense to you to go in this type of direction? Or, I mean, are you just still on the fence of kind of, you're unsure if you want to fix it up or, because I
Yeah.
want to buy it as is. I don't make offers. I buy houses. There's big difference. And, I don't go back and forth with people. That's just not, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month, so we don't really have the time. And, it's a disservice to anyone.
Sure.
So,
Yeah, I'd have to have to talk this over with my wife, obviously, so that's, but yeah, so you're saying, 350 is in the realm of possibilities. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I know the outside of it, but obviously I haven't seen the inside. But I mean, you seem like you take care of it, and I mean, you have multiple houses, so I would like to think that you're pretty knowledgeable with this stuff, even though it's not necessarily your profession. So, just kind of based off of our conversation, that's kind of the realm of which we're in, So, I go as slow as you want to work or as fast as you want to work.
Gotcha.
That's kind of how we roll.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd have to talk it that over with my wife. Obviously she's like 50% of the deal, so
Sure.
yes. So what was your name? What was your name again? I don't think I didn't get your name.
Yeah, that's fine. It's Zach.
Okay, Zach. Because what I can do is let me go talk to her and give you a call back in a couple of days. There's a lot that obviously we'll need to talk about
Sure.
on this one. Yeah,
Sure.
so let me get your number, and again, or is this the 571-7710?
Yeah, you can keep this number, and then also I want to give you my personal number too. And it's 804 908 8620.
8620.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Eugene, everybody's in this, to make a dollar. There's
Sure.
the to say anything else is, would just not be the truth. So,
Sure.
whatever you want to do, one way or the other, if you want to sell it off market, you want to sell it on market. We have enough lunch money for next week. And, if you do want to go into the retail side of things, we talked about, the 8% national average. Well, the benefit with working with someone that, can control, what we charge, not everybody has the ability to do that. If you want to go into the retail side of things and make those repairs, we can, I'm willing to flat fee list it, if that's the direction you want to go into, or if you want to sell it to us for, what we've kind of discussed, that's an option too. So I don't want you to think that, this is the only option I'm presenting you, because, there's multiple ways to skin a cat. And I just wanted to let you know that there's tons of options for us.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind. And again, I just gotta have some conversations here. We'll talk to my wife and I'll let you know where we come out.
Yeah, man, that's fine. You want me to give you a call next week?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'll be fine.
When do you think would be a good time?
I should have I should know better by really by Monday
Okay, so I'll give you a
what
call on
direction to
Monday
take.
then.
Okay, sounds good.
What time in the day would be suitable for you?
Afternoon would be best. I got some things going on in the morning.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock sounds good. Yeah.
All right, Eugene. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. I'll jump on, late afternoon, but I work pretty
Sure,
much
no
20.
problem.
I tell people, you know, if something does come up between now and Monday, you know, give me a call. If you can't get a hold of me, you're not trying.
Sure. Yep.
All right.
Sounds good. So I'll expect your call around 2 o'clock then.
I'll call you 2 o'clock on Monday.
Great. All right. Thank you, Zach.
Yes, sir. You enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.